All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our stock market update. Still live from Cancun here, live and in person. Well, you're seeing us on a video. Anyhow, it is February the 9th, and it is Wednesday, and we have a lot to talk about today. Yesterday, stocks finished higher, and we had quite a few earnings that were responsible for the stocks moving higher. Tomorrow, we have the CPI, and we want to see what are stocks doing today. So, a lot to talk about. We're about to get started, and if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to give you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming. Don't worry, we have a video specially for you that I'll link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, let's take a look at these markets here this morning. I mean, first of all, yesterday, solidly up. We're looking at the S&P 500 here.
Yeah, and Marcus, you know, it was a nice little comeback yesterday. We saw kind of a quiet start and opening right around where we finished the day before. Things were quiet in the morning, and then a mid-morning rally lifted the indices, and they finished pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, all across the board. I mean, the S&P up 0.84%, the NASDAQ up 1.3% almost, and the Dow, dead smack in the middle, up 1%, and pretty much the same picture. Yeah. I mean, in the S&P, we were watching it since we were trading live here with our mastermind, and at first it looked like, oh, okay, we're selling off, but then, boom, turned around, and it finished the day in the green. So, right. So why? What's happening?
Well, some nice follow-through, as you mentioned in the pre-setup there. A lot of this has to do with some positive earnings. So Amgen, strong earnings, up nicely, 7.8% pop yesterday. The tech stocks were doing great. We also had some strong earnings from companies like Harley.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. Surprise, right? They turned a profit, and they were up 15%. Huge move for Harley yesterday.
Yeah, closing at highs of the day. Just a real nice move for them. And Chegg, another one, or Chegg?
That's C-H-G-G.
E-G-G, I think.
Nope.
C-H-G-G. Oh, sorry.
There we go. Yeah, also 15%. I mean, this is what we have been seeing across the board, right? I mean, these double-digit moves, which is highly unusual. I mean, usually we see jumps of 5 or 6%, but I think Netflix started it with a drop of 20%, then Meta/Facebook followed, and now to the upside, we're also seeing these double digits. It's a bit unusual to see this during earnings season.
Yeah, I mean, these big moves, but I think part of it was just the sentiment going in after that slide that we had and people getting excited about buying again. We also had DuPont.
Yeah, Dow Component, DD, DuPont, I mean, also 6%. For DD, DuPont, that's a big move.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then Centene was another one that had better than expected earnings and real big move.
CNC, 6.04%, a little bit over 6% up yesterday. No, absolutely. And we have quite a few companies have reported earnings right now. Where do we stand overall?
Sure. So 60% at yesterday's close, 60% of all S&P 500 companies have reported fourth quarter earnings. Roughly 77% have topped Wall Street estimates. This is according to FactSet.
Right. Now, the biggie will be tomorrow when we have the CPI coming out. But I mean, for now, since, how long can we wait for this? Not the whole week. So this is where stocks or investors were just focused on earnings thus far. And we have more earnings coming up today.
Yes, we do. A few reporting after the bell. And, you know, I think that earnings, with CPI, everybody's expecting a number. So it's kind of already factored in my opinion. But if there is something that just comes out of the blue, that's where it could be a big wild card.
Yeah. Now, today we have Disney reporting. And I mean, all eyes are on Disney, especially after Netflix was down more than 20%. So how is Disney doing in the streaming war with Disney Plus? How is the pandemic affecting Disney World and their theme parks? And so this is definitely something that investors will look out for. But we also have MGM Resorts, right? So they are, let me just bring it up here. So they had a good run yesterday, up 3.5%, and they're reporting earnings. And we also will have Uber. And that will be interesting because Lyft already reported earnings. And
they did?
Well, investors didn't like what they heard. Well, they did. I thought it was down at first. Okay, I was wrong. I was looking at the wrong stock.
No, it was down earlier pre-market, and it's bounced back a little bit. So they were down as much as 6% pre-market.
That's what I thought. Now, I saw, yeah.
Yeah, now pretty much flat. They actually reported fewer active writers in the prior than the previous quarter. They still beat on top and bottom lines for its quarterly results. So better than expected, but the writers were the key.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised because I heard that both Uber and Lyft have problems finding drivers again. I mean, this is where we talk about the employment situation, right? Where there might be a shortage. And right now with the gig industry, it seems that there are possibilities to get higher paid full-time employment than doing these gigs. I mean, this is where at least Uber said, well, we're having trouble finding the drivers. And I mean, I experience it when I'm trying to call an Uber, it takes way longer than it used to.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely different from 2 years ago.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about more earnings that happened. Where shall we start? Chipotle?
Sure.
All right, CMG, the symbol here. Huge move.
Yeah, up 7.4% pre-market. Nice move after hours. They reported earnings that were better than expected. They said that menu price hikes helped inflation without hurting customer demand. So they're raising prices a little bit to offset those extra costs, but people are still buying Chipotle.
And we've heard of this from several companies that were able to actually pass on to the consumers the increased costs. So some companies are struggling with it, and some companies say, no problem, and Chipotle is one of them. We say, okay, no problem. Well, it doesn't help us if the burrito costs now. I don't even know. I don't like burritos.
I like Chipotle.
But yeah, anyhow, so they say that they are not hurt by the increased cost of labor and also, yeah, goods and services, and that they were able to pass it on.
Yeah, they did say that they expect same-store sales growth to slow next quarter because of the Omicron variant, but looks like traders are shaking that off.
I actually looked it up, and I looked here at over the last 3 months, and we see that we did have the peak here, and that we are getting not close to, but we're getting where we were before all this Omicron started. So we are right now at levels that we had towards end of December, and we know that in January it went really, really bad. So we'll see. And this was, I was a little bit surprised to hear that Chipotle said, yeah, well, we still expect the Omicron variant have an impact. Who knows?
Another one, Enphase, ENPH.
Jeez. What a jump for these guys. I mean, talking about double digits. I mean, here 23% up in pre-market trading.
Yeah, not bad at all. So shares of the renewable energy company surged after hours with strong fourth quarter results. They earned 73 cents a share with $412.7 million in earnings. This was much better than expected.
All right. Who else do we have?
You want to look at the Container Store?
The Container Store, TCS. The Container Store.
Yeah, so they actually are down 27% pre-market, so getting hit. And they reported better than expected numbers. So, but overall sales were down 3% from a year ago, and online sales tumbled by 36% compared with a year earlier.
And that's interesting because TCS is one of the first retailers reporting. And we know that retailers are reporting towards the tail end. And this, of course, when retailers are reporting earnings, this is an indication for what are consumers doing, right? I mean, are consumers still spending? And this gives us a better picture of how the overall economy is doing, because here we see with the Container Store being down 3%. You know what? I'm not too surprised, though, because during the pandemic, I think everybody had a chance to reorganize the house, the closet, everything, right? I mean, so probably this is where, at this point, everything that you needed to organize, you probably have organized while we were all staying at home and quarantined a few months, years. I mean, it feels like years ago.
It does. So another one, you want to look at CVS Health?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do CVS.
So this is interesting. They're down almost 3%, and the pharmacy said that the demand for COVID vaccines and at-home COVID tests lifted overall store sales. So that was a boost for them, helping the company top expectations, both earnings and revenue coming out better than expected. However, they say that they are overhauling its stores to have a healthcare focus, and that this spring it plans to close 900 locations, or 9% of the company's approximately 10,000 stores in the U.S. This will be done over the next 3 years. And it's kind of interesting because actually store closures is bad for the employees, but normally it's pretty good for a stock.
Usually a reorganization like this where they're slashing costs is good. Talking about reorganization, I mean, this is where we have another story here.
Yeah.
I mean, Peloton, we have been talking about it the whole week. And yesterday we received news that the CEO is stepping down, that they are laying off 2,800 employees. And this is where yesterday the stock jumped 25% on these news. Because again, it's a restructuring. You're now lowering your costs, right? And it's usually a good thing. So a little bit surprise move from CVS here and a huge surprise move from Peloton.
Yeah, and even yesterday we talked about it because in pre-market, Peloton was down. And that was a surprise because I was thinking, you know, getting rid of a CEO that, you know, whether it was his fault or not, he was the head of the ship when it was tanking. So, you know, blame him, bring in a new CEO, and there's still interest potentially from buyers.
Right, because we still have Apple, Amazon, Nike potentially interested, but these are all rumors.
Yeah.
I mean, none of these companies has confirmed anything.
Yep.
But we'll see. So this shall be interesting, Peloton. Also, I mean, did you hear what the employees get after being laid off? So they get some of a severance. They get a one-year subscription to Peloton.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I don't know how this will be perceived. It's like, okay.
All thanks right. for coming out.
Yeah. Okay. Also interesting, yesterday we had pretty good moves in the meme stock. So GameStop yesterday up almost 13%.
Okay.
AMC up almost a little bit over 10%. And this is where we talked about it, these meme stocks. They seem to go pretty much together with the cryptocurrencies. As there was some excitement in cryptocurrencies, because we're now up more than 30%, and if you're bringing up here the 50-day moving average, now we are in
right
Bitcoin
above it,
also with Ethereum scratching there the 50-day moving average. So it almost seems, I mean, we haven't done a correlation study. We should probably look at the correlation, because it seemed to be a correlation between meme stocks and cryptocurrencies here. All right. Good. So yesterday also, the 10-year yield at the highest level in what, since 2019. We got to really go to a weekly chart here and zoom out. So this is where we see, okay, we have been at the highest level here in a while.
Yeah.
But today, pulling back a little bit. So that's kind of good news.
Yeah.
Because this is where we heard yesterday that some people say, okay, all of this interest rate hikes is already factored into the prices right now.
That's what it seems. There was even a Fed member, he's not a voting member, but he was saying that he sees 3, maybe 4 hikes, right? And I think that was also, you know, taken as positive news, because some people are talking about 7 hikes, or, you know, 6 hikes. And he was saying 3, maybe 4, but they're really going to keep an eye on economic conditions.
I saw that one analyst said 11 hikes. It's right now, okay, who is bidding the highest?
Yeah.
It's almost a bidding war here.
You know, the interesting thing is, when it comes down to it, in a normal market environment, the Fed likes a 2.5% rate, right? So we're nowhere near that, even with 5 hikes. So 2.5% with 2% inflation is their target typically. Yeah. We have a way to go for both.
Yeah, looking a little bit at pre-market action here, we're looking at the E-mini S&P futures. So really a solid jump here during the European session, at the beginning of the European session, and right now pointing to an almost 1% higher opening. NASDAQ futures are right now up 1.3% compared to yesterday's close, and the Dow is up 0.7. So, I mean, it seems that today investors are pushing aside the looming CPI report that we have tomorrow, and it seems that we are starting on a higher note. Now, will we stay up there and rally, or at some point will investors sell off some of the stocks? Because if we look at the daily chart here again, I mean, we had a pretty good bounce back from after this drop here.
Yep.
So is today a possibility to get in cash and wait what happens tomorrow with CPI? We'll see if this rally continues, or if we see a sell-off going into the close.
We'll see.
Anyhow, hey, time to get started trading here. Our mastermind members are waiting for us just across from us here in the room. Okay. Hey, we will have fun trading today. We had fun trading this week, and I hope that you have a great day and make lots of money trading.
Happy trading, everybody.